Hello and welcome to the Gimme More Gingy podcast. I'm your host Gingy, and I've always lived my life outside of the social norms. With that being said, here I will share unmasked stories of my own as we explore ideas surrounding wellness, personal development, spirituality, sexuality, and so much more. All aimed at the objective in helping you align and honor your authentic self, to explore different viewpoints, and most importantly, to continue growing together. Hello, hello. It is your girl Gingy, and welcome to the Gimme More Gingy podcast. If this is your first time here, hello, welcome. I am so excited that the universe brought us together here. And if you are returning, hello, I appreciate all your support. So it has been a while since I have recorded a solo podcast episode. So I'm not going to lie, I'm a little nervous, but I'm also very excited and I feel I have so much to talk about and I want to talk so fast, but I'm going to attempt to keep it concise and to the point so that we all enjoy it. So I was thinking for this episode, I wanted to kind of catch you up on what's been going on in my life, especially along the lines of me creating this business, since I have talked so much on this podcast about me going through a transition and entering into this new like era of my life and, you know, just all that stuff. So we're going to start off with that. And then we're going to talk about comparison because I've kind of been going through it. And as much as you want to say, don't compare yourself, that's not healthy, blah, 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 we still all do it. It's how we process the world, in my opinion. But we will get into that. Before we actually dive in, though, stop whatever you're doing. Now, if you're driving, please don't stop. But I want you to reach for the closest drink. So personally for me, I have my hibiscus tea. I don't know why, but I'm such a slut for hibiscus tea. So let's all raise it up. And shout out to all of us who are trying to become a better version of ourselves, even if it's just 1% every single day. Cheers. Ah, so good. What's kind of been going on with me? I have had two coaching calls with my business coach, and I have had so many like realizations about where I really want to go with this business, how I want to show up as this new version of myself. And it's slowly been piecing together and having this business coach, she's been asking the right questions so that my brain starts to think differently. And honestly, shout out to ChatGPT. I know I mention this all the time, but these AI softwares are changing the game. ChatGPT really has helped me make sense of my own thoughts, basically. I've really been able to now understand all my ideas that I've always had of where I've wanted to go, because I've been talking about building a service-based business for so long, and I just could never fully piece all the parts together. And now I have so much clarity. I'm continuing to gain more clarity, but I have this sense of clarity in the direction that I'm going in, and I can tell that I'm coming towards like a really big breakthrough moment, this moment that I've been working really hard towards, and it feels really freaking good. So I am really happy about investing in myself and hiring this business coach, because with her help, with the questions that she's been asking me, it's really been helping me think differently and kind of piece everything together. So I am now like building the foundation of my coaching business and gaining more clarity about the brand pillars, my mission statement, my brand statement, what I want my courses to look like, what I want my coaching services to look like. I want to create a couple ebooks and what that would look like. And it feels really good because even though I once said that I wanted to create online courses and I wanted to create a coaching business, I couldn't fully picture it. I don't know if that makes sense, but I didn't have all of the clarity and I didn't feel as confident in thinking and just knowing that it was the right time. Like now I feel so capable. I feel so on top of it. Now, don't get me wrong. I am still working through limiting beliefs because this is still a new era that I'm like entering, but I'm starting to feel more, I guess the best way to put it is I'm entering like my business girl era, which I've mentioned before, but like I have a new title. I'm giving myself a new wardrobe in a sense to like put on, and that is a coach. And you know, at first that felt just so distant, and now it feels so much closer. So I'm really excited with the progress I've been making. I'm really excited to continue updating you on how that's going. So yeah, we're feeling good. But okay, let's hop in to what I really want to talk about this week, and it is comparison. Comparison. Comparison is a bitch. But here's the thing. We all do it. I don't care how hard you preach about not comparing yourself. Obviously, that is what you want to do, but there's going to be times where you do. It's how we make sense of the world. It's how we categorize. Comparing is normal, but it's, do you have the tools that you can bring in, use when you notice yourself over comparing? For myself, I have been comparing where I'm currently at to where other people are currently at. And just to give you an example, I'm approaching my 30s, and as much as I want to say age is just a number and I think I look great for my age and look younger than my age, there's this internal clock that I've noticed become more loud as I am approaching my birthday, my 30th birthday. And it is such a weird feeling. All of a sudden, I have had this huge sense of, what am I doing with my life? How am I going to create a longevity career that I feel fulfilled in and want to do? How do I create the life that I've always desired for myself, that I know I already have? I am just connecting, you know, the quantum fields. And even having kids, I've had such a fixation on, is that time approaching? I've never been the person who has been crazy about having a family because of my own experience, my own childhood, and the world we live in. But I've always said, you know, if it's in my cards, great. And if it's not, that's fine. But now, I don't know, my mind has switched and I'm very much like, maybe I do want kids. Like, okay, well, I do, as a woman, I have like a certain time schedule and it just feels weird. I'm not gonna lie, it just feels weird. And as I'm attempting to grow and build this coaching business, I have been walking through and climbing over walls that are limiting beliefs that I didn't fully know were there until I started doing this. And even with the coaching business, I've noticed that I've been comparing myself to other online coaches, but I always try to hone it back and reflect and remember that I can't compare my chapter one to someone else's chapter six. I can't compare my life to someone else's life because we are experiencing a completely different world. Since I've noticed myself comparing, I have reflected that I'm not the only one. At the end of the day, we all do it. But it's about the tools that you have, and it's about how to get out of that mindset. For myself, I have been constantly reminding myself that my chapter one is not the same as someone else's chapter six. You know, I remember previous times when I was feeling that way, when I was overcoming a situation, when I started out as the newbie, and then I became the advanced, experienced person. You know, I kind of think of it also as high school. When you're a freshman, you're so scared. You don't know how high school works. Are the kids going to be mean to you? Are you going to feel bullied? Like, is everything just feels so big. And then when you're a senior, everything feels so small. You're like, oh, I've been doing this for 4 years. Like, it's second nature. And that feeling is what we're always going to feel when we're starting something new. So I've been reminding myself a lot about that. Another thing I have been doing is listening to positive affirmation songs. You know, they always teach you what you feed your mind becomes your reality. You know, that becomes you. So if you're constantly just feeding yourself with low vibrational music, you're going to think those thoughts, you're going to be in that mindset, you're going to continue comparing yourself to other people, to other situations, to lack. And you can't do that. You got to get yourself on the other side. So I will have to link the positive affirmation playlist I have been listening to because it is one of the best. I'll link it below. Check it out. Let me know what you think. I think it is really good. Another way to get out of comparison is honestly getting off my phone and just spending more intentional time with myself. You know, the more time we spend with ourselves, the more we understand ourselves. I've been able to internally go within and see what is triggering me and understand why that's triggering me and then rewrite the story. I've been able to sit with myself and analyze what actually makes me happy. What are my interests? What makes me me? And by remembering that those things and taking the time to understand myself, I re-fall in love with myself, which allows me to not compare myself to other people because I connect that where I'm currently at in my journey is where I need to be, is I'm right where I should be. And there's no question about it. And as long as I keep pushing forward and getting 1% better every single day, I'm going to get there. Another way that I help myself get out of this season of comparison and taking myself from a negative thinking into a positive thinking is getting daily movement in. I preach about this every single day almost on my Instagram. If you're not following me, go follow at the Gingy _. And I preach about it because when you work out, when you show up for yourself, like that's basically what you're doing. You got to start showing up for yourself. Like if you are wanting to become a certain way, you got to continue showing up. You got to do the hard things. If you notice yourself comparing yourself to other people's lifestyle and saying like, I want that for myself. Okay. You have to become that person. You have to do the things that they do. You have to think the way that they think. And when you focus on yourself, when you show up for yourself, you get out of that routine of comparing yourself to other people. So if you have noticed that you have been comparing yourself to other people, other people's lifestyles, whatever it may be, just know you're not alone. Just know that it's normal and know that there's tools that you can use and reminders of how awesome you are as a person and that where you're currently at in life is where you're supposed to be currently. And if you keep putting in the work to become 1% better every single day, that's all that matters. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I'm so excited that we got this time to hang out because, again, I haven't done this a solo episode in a while. If you enjoyed this episode, I would appreciate it so much if you left a review, if you subscribed, if you left a comment. If there's anything you want me to talk about, let me know. Let's start a conversation. We are all growing together. But until next week's episode, Gingy out.